your stories online.
The place you see and sense ghosts doesn't always have to be all that spooky. It really doesn't. In fact, most of the time, some of the encounters that we come across that are most compelling take place in areas where you really wouldn't expect it. Not cemeteries, not an old, creepy, haunted house, but simple places like your office, sometimes at home, a home that's not that creepy, a home that's really pretty normal. Spirits decide to show themselves when they want, how they want. And we seem to simply, most of the time, be the spectators of these spectors. As we hear in our next story, someone at a young age begins to experience paranormal activity. It's in the 80s, so of course they have a proton pack and a ghost trap. You know, the play ones. Everyone had one back then. At least that's what I like to think. And they attempt to trap the ghosts in the house. Is it very successful, or do the spirits continue to follow them throughout life? That's the question we ask. Take a listen. Hey, Tony and gang. My name is Jim. I'm from Rochester, New York. I'm 41 years old. And the happenings I'm going to tell you about took place during the late 80s and early 90s. In 1985, my family bought a house in a suburb of Rochester. Shortly after we moved into the house, the previous owner of the home, a man named Walt, showed up at the door. He said that there was a history of our house that he wanted us to know, that it was haunted. He told us that there used to be an organ in the basement and that at times they would hear the sounds of organ music playing when no one was down there. Walt also told us that there apparently was a ghost in the basement by the name of Tim. They knew this because Walt had a dog, and the dog at one point went down into the basement, and when he came back up, they found the letters Tim appeared to have been shaven into the dog's fur. At some point, my dad stopped Walt and sent him on his way, not wanting to hear any more. My dad has always been a skeptic and never wanted to hear anything related to paranormal happenings. Sometimes it would annoy him, and sometimes it would upset him. He never would believe us when we talked about something that happened in the house. Fast forward a few years to the late 80s, not sure exactly when the first occurrence happened or for us. But it seems like things were always happening in that house when I was a kid. In the house, my bedroom was directly across the hallway from the bathroom. One night, my sister and I, in my room, were playing. Suddenly, we heard the distinct sound of the bathroom faucet turning on full blast. We're thinking it was strange because we hadn't heard either of my parents come upstairs to use the bathroom. We investigated and found the faucet on, but both of my parents downstairs. There was no one else in the house. The same incident happened again to us maybe a few weeks later. Dad didn't believe us, but Mom, for the most part, usually did, especially after she had something happen to her one day when she was alone in the house. It was a weekday. The kids were at school and Dad was at work. Mom says she remembers the time distinctly being around 11 o'clock because The Price is Right had just come on, which we watched as much as we could. Gotta love old Bob Barker. She lay down on the couch to rest for a while and suddenly heard the front door open. Thinking my dad had come home early, she called to him, but no one answered. She heard footsteps walk the other direction into the kitchen and then come back towards the living room where she was. The footsteps slowly walked into the living room where my mom was lying at the couch, but stopped short behind her, out of sight. Not that she was looking anyways, because she says she was much too frightened to open her eyes. She says that though her eyes were closed, she somehow sensed it was a man dressed in all black with a hat on. She prayed in the name of Jesus, leave, and once she did that, she could feel the presence was gone. When she finally opened her eyes, no one was there. A few days later, the experience repeated itself to my mom in an almost identical fashion as it had done the first time. It was the same time of day. The footsteps came in the same way they had before, except this time they came and walked into the room where she was, around where she lay, to the other end of the couch. She says she could feel the pressure on another end of the couch, as if whatever it was had sat down opposite her. was not sure how long she had laid there with her eyes closed, but she prayed the same prayer, and the presence left in the same manner it had before. Our friends witnessed a lot of strange occurrences as well when they came over to the house. One day, my friend and I were home alone playing Legos in the dining room, which was right next to the kitchen where the stairs to the basement were. All of a sudden, we heard a heavy banging sound at the top of the basement steps, like someone was repeatedly slamming the palm of their hand down on the floor. I remember our heads jerking up as we looked at each other with wide eyes. Must have thought we were hearing things as we looked back down to continue playing with our Legos. A couple moments later, we heard the same thing happen again. This time, we ran as fast as we could in the living room and hid in the corner between the wall and the bookshelf until my mom got home. I remember the day this same friend came to school after his parents had bought him the official Ghostbusters proton pack and trap. We're all very jealous, and luckily, ended up convincing my parents that I needed one too. We go down to the basement together, packs on our backs, and hunt ghosts, trapping them and releasing them outside. Apparently, it didn't work. Probably 5 or 6 years after that, I heard noises again on those same basement stairs while I was home alone. It was a weekday morning, and around 7, I was eating breakfast in the kitchen before I had to leave for school. Nobody else was home. The stairs were right next to where I was sitting at the table, but around the corner of a wall. By that warning, I heard what sounded like somebody just racing up and down the stairs. It sounded like it did whenever I or my sister would run up them, coming up from the basement. We're just leaving my bowl there at the table and leaving for school early. There was another time I was home alone on a Saturday afternoon when I was probably 13 or 14. My family had gone out somewhere I hadn't wanted to go. I remember being in the upstairs bathroom when I heard pounding sounds coming from the other side of the wall, which would have been somewhere in my parents' bedroom or their closet. I ignored it at first, but then it kept happening. Scared out of my mind, I ended up staying in the bathroom the rest of the afternoon until my family got home. Embarrassed about this, I lied to them saying I had gotten stuck in the bathroom, which they found hard to believe. So eventually I came clean about what happened. To this day, my mom will still ask me if I've been making that story up or not. Years later, when I was 18 or so, I was in the kitchen standing at the stove cooking and talking to my girlfriend on the phone. It was about 10 o'clock at night when I heard the front door open and someone walked in. I figured it was my dad home from work. And I said this to my girlfriend on the phone and we simply carried on the conversation. A while later, I realized I hadn't seen my dad come in the kitchen yet. Looked out the window and saw that his car was not there. As usual, nobody else was home the entire time. Some years later, when us kids had grown and moved out, I remember my mom saying she had tried to get a hold of Walt so she could finally hear the rest of what he had to say about the house. Unfortunately, she had learned he had passed away. One of the things that has always struck me as strange and that you may have noticed is that many of these incidents ended up happening not just once, but twice. These are all sorts of stories that happened in the house where I grew up, but strange things have happened in the building where I work as well. It's an office warehouse building in an industrial area. A few years ago, one of the salesmen, Bill, was in the warehouse talking to a customer on the phone. During the conversation, the customer interrupted Bill and said, "I hear a dog barking. Do you hear a dog barking?" When Bill said that he didn't, the customer said that the barking was definitely not coming from his side of the telephone, but from Bill's side. Bill said there was no dog or barking sound, and that was that. What makes the story crazy is that soon after, the cleaning crew that comes in overnights to clean the building told us one morning that while they were cleaning the previous night, one of the girls had seen an old man wearing a yellow raincoat walking through the warehouse with a dog. They asked if we knew who this person was, and we said we didn't. No one like that would have had any business in our building, especially late at night. Could this somehow have been the dog that our customer had heard over the phone? And how had Bill not have heard it? Another time, the employee who opens the building at 6 a.m. was walking down the hall in the office when he heard voices in the conference room. He knew no one else was there that early in the morning. No one else gets there until 7:30. He said that as he approached the room, it sounded like a full-on meeting was underway, with people talking and laughing. When he got to the room, though, he found it empty and no one there. Now, just a week or two ago, I was in the warehouse alone at the end of the day, closing up. No one else was in the building. Heard a loud metal clicking noise not far from me. Startled, I looked around. Something was familiar about the sound, and I quickly realized it was the same sound as the spring-loaded seatbelt buckle on the forklift that it makes when the latch is lifted and released. I went over to it, tried it out, and sure enough, it was the exact same noise. That's all I have for you for now. Thanks for reading this. I love listening to the show at night and look forward to it all day. Keep up the good work.
Stories online.
Want a commercial free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcast right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.